Hello everybody and welcome to the AntPod, where today we enter the dreamland, because today we're discussing what our dream nest, dream setup, dream room and dream ant house would look like. But not only do we have Jake today, Lynn is sadly out, she's out working overtime, but we have Tuga replacing Lynn, but we also have the crafting ant. Say hello, crafting ant.
Hello guys.
Hello there. We'll refer to you as Nick because, well, that's a little bit faster and easier to say than the crafting end all the time. But yeah, Nick, for those who don't know who are you? Can you please introduce yourself?
Well, I'm Nick, aka the crafting end. I'm a Dutch guy who likes 3D printing, and I started to make stuff for ants.
And how long have you been making stuff then?
3D printing about 3 years, and for ants about 3 months.
All right, so you're relatively new to the ant keeping game. So I guess the big question is, how many colonies are you currently keeping then?
Well, I went a bit overboard on that. So currently I have 26 colonies and there are 14 species.
Yeah, I think that's how long did it take for you to get like colony number 3 and 4? Because the first two are usually a little bit slow and then it just goes crazy. Like, how long did it take before you just went crazy?
Because it was a bit slow, I had like, I guess, about 8 colonies in 2 weeks.
Damn. that's quite fast. So do you have a favorite out of all of your different colonies then?
It's a bit of a tie between my Camponotus vagus and my new Harpognotus venator.
And if you don't mind me asking, why? What's special about both of them?
Because the Camponotus I had from week 2, and they are doing great, and they have been growing with my 3D printing. And the Venators, yeah, it's just great to see them hunt.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. So what is your goal, first of all, if we look at like the 3D print? What is your goal with making 3D printed nests? Is it just become a big store and run the world, or is it just to have a little bit of hobby crafting at home?
Well, at first it's a hobby. It's making solutions, finding ideas, go try things that other people don't. And well, maybe someday I can earn some money with it, but that's not the first goal.
That's exactly what we want to hear. I think definitely a lot of people nowadays are rushing into everything, getting a 3D printer, and 2 weeks later they're starting their Etsy store. And well, we had a whole rant about that in last podcast or 2 weeks ago. Either way, what is your goal then with making videos for YouTube? Why are you making them? And who's your targeted audience with them?
I think just people that like making things themselves. I try to explain a lot, also which programs I'm using and what my ideas are behind it. Yeah, I think the audience is the DIY ant keeper.
Yeah, and why do we make the videos?
Yeah, to join the community, I think.
All right, well, that's been a short introduction to Nick, aka the crafting ant. One of the guys I think is an up-and-coming ant keeper, just like Tuga Ant, who's also just coming in on the side loan to also join today. Hello there, Tuga, how are you doing?
Hello, hello, I'm doing fine, and you, sirs?
I'm doing very well. We also have Jake here. Say hello, Jake.
Hello, everyone.
All right, with all the people introduced, well, I want to say one thing right here. Someone have been quite noisy in the comments saying we don't put the links, aka, well, I upload these, so I don't put the links to the different guys down the description. So I can safely say this time, you're allowed to murder me if I forget now. But yeah, there'll be a link to both Jake, aka Answer Matters, Lynn, who's not here, aka Nino Tudu, the crafting ant, and Tuga Ants, all of them in the description. So if you want to check either of them out, they'll be in the description, don't worry. But yeah, I think it's time to go into today's topic, which is our dream nest, our dream setups, our dream ant rooms, and our dream ant houses. And because the crafting ant have some other crazy ideas, I've also put outside nests. Damn, that's something we're gonna get into. But starting with the all simple dream nest, this is of course if you have absolutely unlimited money, and well, I think we should still follow the laws of physics. But other than that, Nick, what would your dream nest look like?
Well, for me, I don't think that money is really the thing. It's just more time, because I would like to make something myself. That's my goal. And I really like Green Weavers, the Ocophilias Magnarina. And then in a great big nest that I created myself.
Can I just say that you really nailed that name right there?
I've been practicing a lot.
So what would the nest look like if you're putting it up for weavers? Like, how would it be, like a smart nest, or is it just a very simple nest, or what would you imagine it be like?
The fun thing is, I like, while I'm 3D printing, I still like natural looks. So a combination with wood, with twigs, with 3D printed parts, somewhere in between.
All right, so that's not like a smart thing that's connected up to the phone and everything is just automated.
That's a really nice thing to do, but it doesn't make it really natural yet, I think.
That's true. What about you, Tsuga? What would your dream nest look like?
I don't think I'm going to dream very big. I would like that.
My
to
God,
have,
guys, we need the big dreams here. This is about the big dreams. We need the epic nest. Thank God for the comments later on. All right, yeah, go ahead, Tsuga.
Well, I would love a huge, huge naturalistic nest for my leaf cutters. Something where I can actually look at them and study them and stuff like that, yeah. But a really big one, like make them go through all the house, you know, like something like that, yeah.
Right, so would this not be an automated, it would just be all naturalistic? All simple?
I would love to have them walk around freely, you know, like when you have your
your
leaf cutters, yeah, the rope and stuff like that. I would love to have some rope all around the house for everyone to see. I think that would be pretty crazy. So yeah.
All right. Well, Jake, I really hope that you're gonna go crazy now. Jake, what would your dream nest look like?
Well, you're in luck, because say they'd have no plastic. I'd go for glass, or like no acrylics, 100% glass. And then maybe, you know, you get the grout, I think, kind of loads of little grout chambers, but with loads of hydration as well, and throughout all of the chambers, and like all over the place, hundreds of fiber optics, so it's all like lit up really nice from inside. You also have party mode, so you could turn the fiber optic like light to do kind of RGB flashing or something if you wanted. And the heating that kind of goes, well, I know I want to keep that front bit of glass kind of not too foggy, but yeah, some sort of heating that would reduce the amount of condensation on it. Just loads of ports for expansion, I guess. And then, yeah. That'd roughly be it, like a big rectangle full of grout with loads of fiber optics and glass.
All right, I could definitely see it. I think I'm dreaming big here, and I was like, I'm gonna find out my dream this like on the spot once I've heard you guys, but I just went got some water before we started the podcast, and I just realized I know what my dream this is. But before that, we also have some comments from the viewers, and Bess says, my dream ant nest is a nest that has several species in within it. Within the chambers of the distant species, hang on, what am I saying? The different species will not be connected, but you could put the tiny ants next to really big ants. So it's like an all-in-one without any of the ants actually meeting each other, which is a very cool little concept. And I definitely think it's possible. The question is whether the ants will notice each other or not. We also have... Now, this here's what I expected when I said dream nest. Like, guys, you still have time to come back at me with the dream setups, but explain everything 953 says. Perfect nest. One, needs to have a touchscreen display that shows high and low humidity and temperature gradient. Two, lets you precisely input what you want for humidity and temperature. Three, can cool and heat. 4. Has a heated glass against condensation. 5. Easy to take pictures of, no glare, no dark corners. 6. Has integrated water supply for humidity and drinking water that lasts 2 weeks and more. 7. I mean, this guy's going crazy, I love it. 7. Expandable with plugs that the ants themselves can remove. Works from a founding until big colonies. 8 doesn't need a pipe to connect to an outworld, and 9 it's not important, but would be cool to have some sort of way of sending out messages if there's a power failure. This guys, you still have time to think for the dream setup, but explain everything 953 now. That's a dream setup. And
he's kicked every box, like, yeah.
Exactly. Now, he got me thinking, what is my actual dream setup? Like, what would I dream about having? And I think right now I have all of my colonies in the Viv. And I'm not going to lie, having a heated glass to prevent condensation would be awesome. Like, I think my dream nest, right, would be a nest that's hung on the wall, because then you can look into the nest instead of looking down on the nest, and it's like a cool art piece if you look into it from, like, when you're sitting at the couch. Then I would have, like you say, Jake, with fiber optics, I would just go for some LED or something, perhaps. Well, I guess that's not too safe if the ants start chewing at it. But the nest would need to be lit up from the inside, so you could, like, see the ants inside. And then as well, through, like, the chambers, like, where the chamber walls are, if you put heat mats there, they'll heat, or not heat mats, heat cables, they'll heat up the, not acrylic, the glass, because the glass is way clearer to look at it through. So then you would also have a heated setup without condensation hanging on the wall and will be well lit, so you can just sit and look into it. That would be cool. I think that would be my dream, like, sitting at the couch, just looking to the right, just seeing all of the ants going around on the wall inside a cool setup. Yeah, that would be my dream nest, I think. Again, it's nice to have, like, an automated humidity, automated hydration system and all of that. Also nice to have a constant water supply, because, well, that's just nice to have. But I also kind of like the way that you can, well, I guess if you have, explain everything, has a touchscreen displays that shows humidity and all of that. That's just a cool gimmick as well. But yeah, now we have really had some dream nests. But what would a dream setup look like if we start by, once again, with you, Nick?
Well, then it would be a combination that is, it has more height with weavers somewhere on the top, and then maybe some harpies on the ground to get them where they normally are also. So the weavers are normally a bit higher up, and the harpies are scattered on the ground somewhere in small ditch or something like that. So a combination of some really exotic species in a bigger setup, and then hope that they don't find each other too soon.
Right, so you would go for a multi-species naturalistic setup for, like, a dream.
Yes, but then especially with species that are not normally gonna find each other's habitat. So one on the floor and one up higher, and maybe some smaller around.
I think that's definitely possible. I mean, this is a dream that's within the reach of reality, because you would just need to put an escape prevention in the middle somehow. Just put, like, a little lip in the middle as an escape prevention, so the ants wouldn't be able to cross. As far as I know, weaver ants, because they're living in trees normally, they are incredible strength. They won't fall ever, pretty much. If you try to play around with them, they're just so sticky because they're just meant to sit on moving leaves. So if you just put an escape prevention on a lip in the middle, I think you could very easily make a bottom setup for harps and a top part for, like, weavers. The only thing would be if it's like a tree, how the harps do not go up the tree. But if it's a tree hanging from the top, I think it's very possible. Yeah, a dream that's within the reach. What about you, Tuga? What would your dream setup look like?
My dream setup would look like 1 cubic meter of glass with a humongous fungus inside, and I don't know, maybe 2 to 3 feeding areas all across the house with the ropes everywhere and all the ants just transporting leaves to that humongous cube with the fungi inside. So, yeah. But once again, with tubing everywhere, or tubing or ropes, stuff like that, so we can actually see the ants and just to see that living and breathing fungi, I think it would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. That would be pretty cool. What about you, Jake? Dream setup.
I'm literally in the middle of both the last two setups, I think. So what I'd have is, first I'd have a big table, probably the size of, like, a single bed, and that would be just like a thingy for like feeding, kind of like your leaf cut a bit that you had, yeah. Polifer, but yeah. A bit bigger. And that would be for, I don't know what type of ant, but some ground dwelling, like massive species, maybe like Formica rufa or something like that. And underneath, I'd have a few like double glazing like windows, but just full of soil and ants like underneath. And that would be for the feeding area above. And of course, the table, it's going to have four legs, but the two back legs, I'd have them like keep towering up, if you get what I mean, above the table. And then little ring that kind of pop out, kind of like my tetra towers, but little platforms that pop out. And then I'd have like the leaf cutter ants up there, kind of off the floor. So you'd have like pods and stuff on the little bits that are prodding out, and little outwards and stuff with rope kind of crossing between, because you'd have the left and the right kind of back bit of the table would be towers, and yeah, just loads of ropes between like all of it, and kind of the naturalistic feeding area it'd be as well, so like underneath too, so it'd be kind of half living but not enough soil that a big colony could live in it.
Very cool idea. I mean, I think I'll still just be pretty much from my side in the all natural or artificial one. So I mean, I think it's hard to say my dream setup, but I really loved back when I had the leaf cutters walking around everything. And then going back to like my dream nest, I just realized the nest should not be outside the wall. It should be in the wall. Because my favorite YouTuber, like one of my favorite ant YouTubers of all times, is the guy called Amazing Ants. He stopped uploading videos 6 years ago, and still to this day, every time I see a glass tank, I think I need to use that glass tank to make him as a barber setup like he did. Man oh man, I love that. And I think like having your nest engraved into the wall, like so it just sits in the wall, you just have a glass, you can just, the ants are just in the wall, and of course everything is lit up and all of that. That's the first, that's very nice and easy, cool, that's cool to make. But then like you guys also say, having the ants coming out of the wall and going down and inside some sort of acrylic or glass, well, acrylic tube, and coming down to like a feeding area on your dinner table or something. So that's where you feed them and you can just see the ants coming up. I think that would be very cool. And to be honest, guys, I can't wait to get my own apartment where I can actually do stuff like this, because I'll definitely do some more stuff now that I own the place instead of renting. Because the options are, well, I'll do some fun stuff in the future. I know that for sure. So I think that's actually a little bit going into the next part, because what would the dream room then be like if you have no budget, if you have like 15 colonies? Now, we're not going to talk one colony, we're talking a lot of colonies. Nick, what would your dream ant room look like?
A lot of people, they see like a tank and they walk around it. But what if the room was one big tank and you only had a place for yourself in the middle, where everything around you is ants?
Damn.
It could be cool. different sections, that you have different species. You can still do the different layer thing, as I said, with the setup. But just that you kind of have to crawl into your room, and then you stick your head up into a small space where you are, and the rest is ants. And they are the boss in the room, not you.
That would be very cool.
Awesome. Very cool, man.
Yeah.
Like at the zoo, when you see the meerkats, and you can like, I don't know, some zoos, you can go into the meerkats and like look out into the meerkat enclosure through the little domes. Yeah.
Exactly that.
That would be so awesome. Cool. Also hard to maintain, maybe. But that would be awesome.
Then you can make the whole digital part where we went, that one of the subscribers said. You can make everything automated. You can have like a small river around. You can make everything you want, but it's a full naturalistic setup all around you.
That would be awesome, man. That would be really cool. I really like that. Tsuka, what would your dream room look like?
Well, a room full of ants, man. Like, just colonies everywhere. That's what we are trying to do here. For the 2GAN channel, so that is what we are going to do in the future. Just the maximum of colonies that I can have and take care of, well, we're gonna have it here, and that's pretty much the dream. Just everywhere colonies and colonies of ants, tubings everywhere, so the ants can cross everything and go from one corner of the room to the other. And yeah, I think that would be pretty much the dream.
That would also be very nice. I think my dream are quite similar to that. But before that, Jake, what a dream room, what would you say your dream is?
Well, you get a lot of people have already got them, but like little square shelves, but like a whole wall of little square shelves. I'd have like one wall like that with all the lights, like all the shebang. And then I guess I'd have my epic table that I really want. And then I guess like each wall I'd maybe do a bit different. Like I'd have a green wall and I'd have kind of maybe some like weaver ants and like true weaver ants and stuff as well. And it'd be like, here's the reds wall, and that'd be like American Wonderful and things like that. And Annika Rubida colonies and things. Just lots of, I guess, a mix of natural and synthetic, but like properly done. So they wouldn't just be like, here's a box full of dirt. Be like, here's this random plant, blah, blah, blah. Kind of like Ryan's, basically. I basically want Ryan's setups in every.
Yeah, he has some cool setups. I'm not going to lie, right? I think my dream room and dream house is quite close related to each other. But I remember, I think it was one of the many, probably many British ants. He at one point had a leaf cutter set up, and I think he lived out on a farm or something, where he just ran a tubing outside and just connected it to a tree outside. And the ants were able to come out and just start cutting in the wild. And the amazing thing with leaf cutters is when it's hot enough for them to survive outside, it's too dry, at least if we live here in Europe. And when it's humid enough outside, well, it's too cold. So the ants will never actually move out because they can't survive out there. So they'll only go out to cut leaves and then come home again. And I mean, how cool would that be to just have wild, and not a captive ant colony? You just sit out there and fun, and you can just see the leaf cutters just cutting leaves around you in the actual trees. I mean, I know you need some. Well, I guess the wild, the leaf cutters somehow protect the trees and also take from the trees by choosing how much to cut and all of that. I think that would be. I don't know. I guess it's more close to a dream house, but I also have another idea for once we arrive to that. But I think it's hard to say what my dream room would be. I kind of really just love when you come out to zoos and when the displays of the colony are just made well. Like, it's hard for me because I've of course had two types of ant rooms now. The first one was tiny and the second one here is very big. And both of them have served their purposes, but I don't think any of them have really worked as I originally intended. But that's of course also because I have to record the ants and all of this, but it's hard to say. I really hope I can do some cool things in my new apartment once the colony starts to hit in cool sizes. Because I know Rich from Ant Antics. He really loves to play around with the setups, making them go across rooms. And I can't wait to come over this year to see how all of the setups looks, because he has a crazy brain for making the setups and the rooms look incredibly cool with different art pieces inside and all of this. But going back to you, Nick, no budget, nothing that can stop you. What would your dream ant house look like?
Well, first, my dream house would be my girlfriend's nightmare. So that's going to be a problem.
That's why it's a dream.
Yeah. So, yes, but it would be a combination of the dream room. So like a big setup around you, but then with extensions throughout the house, that there's pieces everywhere. And I've seen videos on them of people making tubing stuff, but I really see tubing that is like, if you have two species and that the tubings are like spiraling around each other.
Oh.
So you can see different types of ants just walking around each other. They're not touching each other, they're not connected or anything, but they are just going through, passing on the ceiling, just spiraling around each other. And then you can have like 15 different species doing that in all kinds of corners of your house.
That would definitely be a cool man. So how many colonies would you then keep in such a, like, Would you have a cap on it to say how many you would keep?
What's maintainable? That's the thing.
Yeah.
But then again, if money's no problem, hire people.
Oh, that's true. That's very true. What about you, Tsuka? What would your dream ant house look like?
Well, I imagine it like this. A center garden on the house, like all the way to the top if you have, well, all the way to the top if you want to rock and roll, of course, but all the way to the top if you have like a sky opening, let's say, and like a humongous cube from several heights, several stages, and just have ants everywhere. A little bit like, well, Ants Canada as his, but just everything open. No floors, no nothing, just open inside, like a inside forest, if you will, with all kinds of ants. Of course, leaf cutters. I love leaf cutters, so of course leaf cutters, humongous fungi somewhere, and just ants everywhere. So, yeah.
What about you, Jake? What would your dream house, ant house, look like?
This is a hard one. I think I'd have quite a big house. But it's unlimited money, of course. But I'd like kind of a really, really steep and massive kind of roof. So the roof would be most of the house. Say like the house was kind of one story tall, you'd have like two stories of roof above it.
I'm really looking forward to seeing where you're going with this.
There'd be like a really big roof house, and then I'd put loads of glass like on that roof, and I'd have like a house at the bottom, like, and then kind of the loft would just be kind of massive, really open, huge room just filled with all the ants and everything, basically. And I don't think it would get too hot because it'd be such a tall room. You could just dump the heat out the top. Somehow you'd have to figure it out, but it'd work. But just loads of light and kind of like basically a greenhouse inside of your house, but not your typical I'm gonna grow some tomatoes one. The ones you find at kind of botanical garden. Maybe a few, like, I'd want it to sound like a rainforest as well, so I'd have to get frogs and a little stream and like going through it, and maybe let some of them annoying little crickets. And I think a lot of the rainforest noises you hear in videos, they're actually leaf cutter ants, like the little chirps. Like they're not actually crickets, they're leaf cutter ants.
That's a plot twist.
Yeah, so that's what I hear in my ant room.
When I had my Ada at the biggest stage, like when I went to it, you could clearly hear that they were eating because there's well like...
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah, it was very clear to hear them.
Nice. Like when they're a little bit bigger and give like the food a good shake around and like annoy them a bit, they like proper chirp.
Yeah,
like quite loud.
Well, that's cool.
Well, as well, if a worker gets trapped, it's just that hissing almost like it's like a really strange noise. I remember the first time I heard it, I'm like, what's happening? What's happening? And then I realized there was a worker that was stuck under like a 3D printed the dish or something. It was just screaming for help, and I'd never heard any of my aunts in my entire life say that. It was like an Acromyrmex worker. I just got so scared, like, what's happening? But, yeah. I think for me, like, it's hard to say a dream house because...
Wait, I did forget. I want a little corner with a little hut in it as well, and David Attenborough, he's going to live inside of it. And when I want, he'll be like, hey, David, what are the lassies up to? And he'll give me like a... Lassie are doing this, and I definitely want that. I've got unlimited money. Like, so.
No, that's a perfect option, man. That's perfect.
Can I live with you?
That's perfect.
Oh, man. I mean, to be honest, it's hard for me to sit here because, I mean, I have all of these cool species. Like, I'm at some points of living the dream of ant keeping with bull ants and bullet ants and all of this. And I mean, I'm looking really forward to, in my entire life, in my first apartment, my ants were like on a little shelf. My second apartment, well, that's where I am now. They started in a small room, now they're in a big room. And now I'm moving to a small apartment where I have to integrate it in. And I'm really looking forward to trying to see if I can make my dream setups actually become realities. To somehow integrate the ants. The problem is just like the heat. How to heat the different setups. But I think my dream would just be to have, well, I have the setups in the walls and like have the ants living with you, of course, but still very minimalistic. Like you're sitting down on the couch and you have a little outworld on the, like on the sofa table or something, or the couch table, I don't know what it's called, where you can just see some of your ant colonies and you can just see how everything is happening around. I think it would be very minimalistic, but I think that would be the dream, like just to observe the ants while not observing the ants, because I think my issue right now is everything is so separate that I have to go into my room to actually observe the ants, and it's going to be very different now that I'm moving to a small apartment and it's not going to be a thing anymore. But hopefully I'll be able to make the dream a little bit happen with having ants actually coming out and coming around, because I love once the setup is actually brought out of the corner and brought into like the everyday part of the room, like putting in one on the dinner table. I think that's really cool, so you can just sit there and eat and like, oh, hang on, they have a lot of lava and stuff like that. I think that would be a very, very minimalistic dream. But yeah.
Definitely achievable, though. No, you just take it a little bit at a time as well, like, because I don't think anyone will ever get like all of their dream setups in one go. But you just got to slowly build them up over the years, kind of thing.
I mean, the issue is not getting the outworld over there. The issue is the colony still kind of needs to be inside the Viv, like the colony, because you still need the heat for most of them. I mean, I could very easily, like, I had a dream a few years ago to get my Bicaran atoms to that such a big size that I could make an entire dinner table of Gen 4 nest or some sort of modular nest range, and put a glass plate on top of everything and then eat dinner on top of the Bicaran atom colony, because it doesn't matter that you stress them, because you have infinite queens either way. So, okay, a few thousand queens may get stressed because you're eating on top of them. Who cares? There's just more. It's not like they're gonna. There's not like they're gonna suffer. But that dream never became a reality because, well, Bicaran atoms are, big colonies are just generally an issue. But I mean, that would be such a cool setup to just eat dinner on top of a colony living, of course, inside a nest, and then you have like a glass plate on top. Yeah. To be honest, guys,
yeah, some people might be like, what? Oh my god, I can't eat for dinner.
Imagine how cool it would be, like, your grandparents. Awesome, yeah. Like, your mother comes home and she's like, what is this dinner table? She'll just sit there and eat, and you can. That's because people often think ants disgusting, and then they have a hard time sitting and looking at them. Imagine the conversations that it would be to just have an ant table, just sit and eat. I mean, you can't touch them. There's a glass between them. You won't think it's really disgusting because you can see, okay, they're all in there. But then you can just, you'll automatically sit there and look at them like, hang on, so many cool things are happening. Like, this worker's walking around with white things, and it's just a perfect, I'm gonna try to do that. I'm just in the smallest form factor. That's still a possible dream for, like, meat ants in the future or something. It's just, I like the part of the infinite queens by Karen Atom, so you won't stress the queen, because that would be the big thing. But I still think it's possible to make it. You just need a 1x1 meter nest or something, and then you would be able to make this somewhat a real thing. Like, just having your coffee table, just an ant nest. Like, just your coffee table is just a full-on ant nest, and you're just, that would be cool. That would be a dream setup.
that would be awesome, man. Frankly, yeah. That would be awesome.
Imagine that. You're just sitting here watching TV and your coffee table is just an ant's nest. In
the Tetras are escape artists. It's like, are they on my plate or under it?
that's the thing. Like, I realize the Tetras won't be ideal for this. But then you can go like Carabera Diversa or something. You just need to have some sort of darkness spot where you know the queen can hide, so she won't be as... I mean, again, I don't think, to be honest, I think if they get used to it quite quickly, I think all of this vibration and all of these things are very overrated. I think ants just need to get used to it. Like, they get used to the light, they get used to the... It's to say, every time I get a new colony, they're so scared of the light and the vibration. Then I pick out my old colonies and they just don't care whatsoever. Like, they're just, here we go again. Massive earthquake, light shines straight into the face, and now we're back in the heat again. And, yeah. But yeah, the risk would be like her damaging the queen from stress. But other than that, I think
getting rid of like the shock wouldn't actually be too hard, to be honest. I think you might have a lot of clanking on the top, but it wouldn't be too hard to isolate kind of the bottom side of the table from the table with some sort of dampening.
Yeah, I guess you would just
the
top class. If you just put a glass on top, you would just have that to be like some sort of vibration absorbent between the glass and the table itself.
Yeah, have like the bottom just hanging. Yeah.
Like, oh, not necessarily hanging. Just have vibration dampeners on the glass or something. So when you put the plate down, it's a little bit of vibe. I don't know. I think it's possible. Yeah, I mean, we've pretty much gone through the dream setups right now, but Nick, you had some crazy ideas that you said, oh, these are not going to fit the titles. So, Nick, knock yourself out. What would your crazy dream ideas be?
It's not for everyone. It's not for every place, because it's kind of depending on where you live. But I would really like to make a habitat outside that you have your native species in, that you don't control the humidity and stuff. It's your own region that does that. So you can just see the ants that are normally in all kinds of different spots in your country or where you live. You put them in one big outsized habitat together, and you can observe them all in one place.
That would be very, very cool. That would be very cool. Just to see them interact in the wild. Would you then still feed them?
Probably. You have to, if you're going to put a lot of species in a smaller area, you have to help them a bit, but you try to keep it as natural as possible.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's that's a cool idea as well. I mean, guys, I think we've really much gone through the entire topic, and it's a little bit of the quicker podcast, this, but just going through the crafting, and do you feel like you've, or Nick, do you feel like you've said everything you want to say regarding dream setups?
I just think that it's cool for everybody to have their own dream setup, and yeah, try to be able to make it. So go for it.
Yeah, I mean, your dreams were very realistic, so I'm looking forward to seeing what happens on your channel in 2 years.
yeah, me too.
What about you, Tuga? What do you think you've... is there anything more you want to add regarding dreams?
Something I was talking with Nick, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before this, is sometimes we forget how much the ants we have at home already are that cool, already are the dream that we wanted from the beginning, you know what I mean? Like, for instance, when I first started ant keeping, the thing was to have a huge colony, just to see ants moving everywhere and stuff like that. And I already have the bicarbonatum that do that. And so the dream is, well, next week they are going to get my dream become true. So there you have it. Yeah, one of my dreams, let's say.
Are you coming here with another podcast, by the way? You're not going to say the answer.
No, it's just they are going to get an expansion, and some tubing will be involved in the... That was the dream from the start, you know, to have a huge ant colony that can go through tubing from one place to the other, and that's what I'm doing this week, probably next. So yeah, that's one of the dreams becoming true. And like we said on the podcast today, the dreams is like you keep getting them, you know, you keep evolving with your ants and stuff like that, and you keep getting it bigger and bigger and bigger. So the first step will be for me with the bicarbonatum this week. So yeah,
cool, man. As we're looking forward to seeing the videos and all of that. Jake, what would you do? You have any more to add regarding dreams of ant keeping or setups?
I don't know. I guess they were next, to be fair. But I think one of the dream things I do want to do that I've mentioned is like start making like AAC or Waitong kind of statues and things like this. Like, because I enjoy just carving it, and you can carve it like quite precisely. Like, you could have a face on it, I think you could get quite a little, like a bit of detail on a little statue out of AAC, and then I'd just like chop it in half and stuff and put like all the like acrylic and chambers on the inside. But I wouldn't mind statues where they look just like statues until you open them up, and then there's like full-on ant nest inside. That's definitely something I want to try out soon myself.
That sounds like a cool idea as well. I think it's really, we see a lot of these, well, at the moment we don't see too many things, but over the years I've seen a lot of cool small ways of making ant nests. Like you say, opening up, like, aesthetic ants try to make that pyramid where, wait, no, was it a tree? Was it a pyramid? I can't remember now, it's so many years ago.
It was a
like mountain.
Mountain, yeah.
Mountain, yes. I mean, all of these things where you can incorporate like naturalistic looks into artificial. That's so cool. I mean, I wish there was more like out there strange nest designs, because we see a little bit here and there. But overall, there's not like a common crazy looking nest out there. I think everyone nowadays is playing it very safe, and the 3D printed community is all playing it very safe with the similar looking nests.
The ideas are there.
Ah, yeah, but it's one thing to have an idea, yeah, another thing to make it fully functional print. I know that's the thing. I'm gonna put that on the 3D print designers. Nick, get on it. oh wow, what happened there? but yeah, I think that's the end of this topic. I do want to mention before we go into the weekly updates, the AntPod right now, we have a few video ideas and podcast ideas, but we are struggling a little bit to get some good mind-boggling topics up and rolling. So more than ever before, if you have some good topics and some good discussions, feel free to send them. If you have some really good discussions, we may even attach you to the podcast so you can join and say your opinion if you have some controversial opinions, because I mean, I really love when we have like a good proper discussion, and the upcoming ideas right now seem very straightforward, which it's not a bad thing. But I mean, I like when we have some controversial stuff as well. But yeah, it's now time to come to the weekly updates, and starting with you, Nick. In the past 7 days, what have happened in your ant room?
Well, of course, I was on the live stream, and I did a lot of outworlds, and it's been a nice week, a nice couple of days seeing all the ants settling in. And yes, I'm going to expand on that for a while.
Anything? I heard rumors you were getting some new ants. Of course, this podcast won't come out for a week, so you can spoil it if you want.
But the sad news is that the delivery that was supposed to happen has been postponed.
No.
Yes, because the incoming ants were not of the quality that the seller would want to sell to us. And that's the best thing a seller can say, because, well, then he's trying to keep his quality up, and I agree with that.
Yeah.
So, but I did get some Manica Rubica. Now it's good.
Yeah, Rubita.
And I'm going to do something with that. And besides that, I'm working on a version 2 of my nest.
Yeah, all right. So when do you think where version 2 will hit, like, the print stage? How long are we in this process?
Well, I want to design my own kind of connectors, the ones that I have, but a bit different. So that's a lot of testing. That's been like 4 evenings already. And from that stage, I will continue on making the parts that I want. But at first, I'm just gonna commit to my founding setup, so just where the test tubes fits and a small feeding area, and I will expand on that.
I'm definitely looking forward to seeing all of that. Tugger, what is your weekly updates? What's happened the past 7 days that's been crazy?
Well, the past 7 days, we received the leaf cutters, but probably the people already seen it. We are going to make something cool with the Tetris, the Tetramorium. We had some ants that should have arrived, but the seller told us that they were not in the best shape. So,
the same story.
The same story, yeah. And I want to give props to Jake also. Because he was the one of the sellers that told me that, you know what, let's wait a minute, because I don't think these ants will survive the trip. So thank you, Jake, for that, because there's not many people that say that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? So yeah, so waiting on new queens, and everything is going good. Everything is going nice.
That's good to hear. Tetsuros is, of course, a short for Tetsumorium Bicarinatum for those wondering.
Yeah, sorry, yes.
It's just, it's Endkeeping language. Like, I also say Tetsuros always, but yeah, Tetsumorium Bicarinatum for those wondering. Jake, what are your weekly updates? Is William still alive?
I'm pretty sure William, well, of course William is still alive because he has plot armor. But, he's been pop, like they've been popping off there. I've got half day tomorrow, so I'll probably film them in the afternoon and like start on the next update. But the competition between Pogon of Myrmex and the Mesa Barbarous, like redhead or fat redhead is well close now. And I think the Mesa Barbarous could win the contest to first to 25 probably by the weekend if they wanted. Oh. But they've got at least 19 up, I think, now. That's what I counted last time, and it's like, yeah, they are racing up this little Mesa Barbarous colony.
I think it's a very cool that you're documenting all of this, because Mesa Barbarous are, like, slow and beginner-friendly, but they can also be exciting if you just, I think it's very it's interesting following along and everything. I think here in my end room... I don't really have any weekly updates, to be honest. It's been a very quiet week. Well, I received my package with Green Weavers, the Bull Ant, Mimesia Pilosula, and the Meat Ants, but I don't know if that was included in the last podcast or not. I think I actually received it the day after the podcast. Either way, I received all of that, so I guess that's actually a very, very big thing. but other than that, the last 5 days have been very quiet. I got some Wakushi products, and I was able to put a lot of colonies in the new rack and optimize the space in my Viv. And also, I really like my Manica Rebita right now. They're close to, if not my favorite ant colony. They're so active, so fast, and so epic. And I just realized, I thought I had them for a year. I've only kept them for 10 months. I got a single queen 10 months ago. And now, I mean, I have like 300 workers almost. They're just booming. And they got their first outworld, proper outworld, and it's just been so, so cool to just observe everything. I'm really just, I'm loving this like simple side of ant keeping. Now that the crazy leaf cutters are currently away, but will come back in the future, and all of this big Mesa Barbarous, and there's just I've removed these time consuming colonies, and it's just really fun just sitting and just enjoying the ants a lot more, and also doing these streams on Sunday and just interacting with everyone. So I've just had a very nice relaxing week, and also got some very expensive fans just 6 days ago. But yeah, it's time to move on to the final words, starting with Nick. What are your final words? What do we have to say to the people out there regarding dream nests?
Try to dream something that is possible for you to make in the end, and then make your dream come true. Go for it.
Very wise words. And Nick, who are you once more? For all of those who now know your voice, where can they find you if they really want to find you?
Well, if you can go to thecraftingant.com, and there you can find the links to YouTube, Instagram, Discord. And, well, join us in the Discord. If you have great ideas, there's a section there. And if I think your idea is great, I'll make it and I'll send you a copy.
All right. I still really love that principle that, yeah, come up with an idea. You may not have a 3D printer, but Mr. Nick here can hook you up and print it out. And if it's a good idea, well, you can get one as well. I think that's really lovely. That's really cool. Tuga, what are your final words?
Well, my final words is just smile, keep happy. We only live once, and go for it. If you have a dream set up, just do it. Do whatever.
Just sitting here, I really want to do this table now. And it's so far-fetched, but then again, it's so simple.
I mean, it's a pretty cool idea, man. Like a table with... I think this podcast gave me some ideas for the Tetramorium also. So yeah, the table is pretty cool. Even the sized bed table, like Jake was talking about, was like, okay, we can make that. Why not? So yeah.
Everything is possible.
Cool ideas
in Dreamland. And Tuga, just to make sure, none of the viewers get sad that we don't know who you are. Tuga, who are you? Where can we find you?
Well, you can find me on Tugan's channel on YouTube. And we do videos pretty much at least one video a week. We're trying to do some streams now. So yeah, come find me on Tuga Ants. There you have it.
All right. Finally, Jake, what are your final words?
Just do it. Be like impulsive. If you like think, oh, I feel like making a tank, just like make a tank and stuff, like little things. If you feel like, well, I wonder what would happen if like I did this, just do it. Like that meme where it's like, just do it. Like the other day with my leaf cutters, I put a bit of rope in and best thing I've ever done. Like, so far, love it. But yeah, just be impulsive. And if you think, oh, this could be a good idea, try it.
And where can people find you, Jake?
I guess on the YouTube. Look in the comments below, because Hollis is actually going to put it in the comments below.
Very true, in the description. But yeah, you're called Antimatters, of course. Antimatters.antimatter.com?
Antimatter. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, and Antimatters on YouTube as well. Finally, my final words would be, I'm really excited to move, because it's going to be cool to see if I can actually make some of these dreams become a little bit more a reality. And also, here in the outro bit, I'll say thank you all for listening in. The AntPod releases new episodes every Wednesday, but hang on, unofficially, I'm unsure whether the AntPod will actually take a little break, because I am getting my keys to my new apartment next Wednesday, which is the recording day. And I know for the next month I'll be very busy getting the new place ready while also getting out of the old place. So the AntPod may actually not release a new episode over the next month every Wednesday. We'll have to wait and see. But I still want to say thank you all for listening in. If there's a topic you would like to hear about, be sure to send a message to the AntPod Instagram. And you may be featured. Let's put it out there. If you have some great topic ideas, you may get featured. Because I really want some juicy topics. And with that, you'll hear more from us at the AntPod next week.